the president of the Collingwood General and Marine Hospital Foundation, and its first-ever employee almost 40 years ago, has announced her retirement from the role. Jory Pritchard Kerr, who has been leading the hospital charity for 37 years, will retire on June 30 this year, according to an announcement made today by the Foundation Board. The Hospital Foundation is charged with raising funds for all the hospital's capital projects, including new equipment, renovations, and, one day, a large portion of the new hospital build. Jory was the Foundation's first employee and has been a pillar of strength, leading our team to phenomenal success with remarkable ingenuity, states a letter from Foundation Board Chair Brad Miller. Often accomplishing the impossible, Jory has always ensured that capital funds were available, outfitting the hospital with critical equipment needs. Her more than three decades working in charity earned her recognition in the field, including, in 2022, the C. Seymour Award for Distinguished Leadership within the Philanthropic Associations in Canada and the United States and in the healthcare philanthropic community. Alice Ayers, President and CEO of the Association for Healthcare Philanthropy, said Pritchard Kerr's impact in the industry is immeasurable. Jory envisioned the modern organization that we have become and worked tirelessly to ensure we realized those dreams, said Ayers in the news release from the Foundation Board. Pritchard Kerr is credited as the key driver in securing the 30 acres on Poplar Side Road as a gift to use for building the new hospital. Collingwood General and Marine Hospital CEO and President Mike LaCroix said Pritchard Kerr's work to inspire extraordinary generosity in the community has touched countless lives and spanned generations. Jory has worked tirelessly to build a strong foundation for our future hospital and to advance healthcare in South Georgian Bay, said LaCroix in the news release, adding best wishes for a happy, well-deserved, next chapter. The Hospital Foundation has already begun searching for a new president and CEO, and plans to have a replacement announced by Pritchard Kerr's last day on June 30, 2025.